Researchers in the field of marine biology are turning to you, yes you, at home, in front of the computer, to help unlock the secrets of whale songs.
Are you sure you speak whale?
Can you?
Dory, heaven knows what you're saying.
Maybe a different dialect.
Dory. Dory, this is not whale. You're speaking like upset stomach.
That, of course, was a clip from the animated film Finding Nemo, and Peter Tyak says the movie got it right.
We actually know that killer whales do use dialects. We don't know what the sounds mean, but each killer whale family has its own set of calls like a dialect in human language.
Tyak's a marine biologist at the University of St. Andrews. He's also a coordinator of Whale FM, a new online experiment that's recruiting citizen scientists to study killer and pilot whale calls from around the world. Tyak says his research team needs help to sort through almost 15,000 different sound recordings and group similar sounding ones together.
The experiment is a first step in understanding how these whales communicate. The first thing we need to know is how to categorize their calls.
That's where you, the citizen scientist, comes in. Tyak's team is counting on whale song lovers to log on to whale.fm and listen to sounds like this.
What you're listening to is a group of killer whales recorded off British Columbia. Animals are calling back and forth in a complicated chorus.
If those whales sounded like dolphins, it's because killer and pilot whales, the focus of Tyak's study, are actually more closely related to dolphins than other whales, like the humpback. Still, Tyak says much about whale communication remains a mystery for scientists, and he hopes crowdsourcing this new study may lead to some answers.
We share a mammalian hearing system with killer whales, and we think that lots of people, just using their own ears, should be able to make good matches of these calls. And the more people who decide, the better sense we get of how reliable their judgments are.
In the end, do you think these experiments also kind of open up the scientific community to the public and vice versa?
Yes, a major part of the crowdsourcing concept is that anybody can take part in doing science.
And you just might discover some secrets of the deep with a click of a mouse. You can listen to more whale songs and find a link to the new citizen science experiment Whale FM on npr.org. This is NPR News.